This is KTO's Juneau Afternoon here on Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. Scott Burton in for Shelley Delaney. It's right close to the bottom of the hour. My next guest is Liz Perry with Travel Juneau. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. All right, Liz, we just got off the phone with the Economic Sustainability Task Force, and now we are moving on to travel. It sounds like all of us have a few challenges as we move forward. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Well, challenging, just like it is all across the nation and certainly here in Juneau, with this lack of, you know, lack of visitor numbers, it's really going to impact the way Travel Juneau does business and does our marketing into the future. But we're putting plans together, and we'll weather it just alongside with our partners.
Okay, this is sort of a crystal ball question, but if you had to predict what this summer might look like, what are the signs telling you?
Well, considering what we've been reading from cruise line agencies on their departures and people coming in, I think we're going to see probably 60% fewer cruise line passengers. So, you know, the numbers that we have out there right now are about 30% of what we have normally seen in the last 2 to 3 seasons. And our air arrivals are, of course, down 90 to 95%. So, you know, that, of course, impacts our independent travelers coming in either from Anchorage or up through Seattle. I have not seen booking numbers yet for the Alaska Marine Highway System, so I'm hoping that the boost that they got through the CARES Act and, you know, through other processes will help them keep their summer schedules.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Travel Juneau tends to focus more on the independent traveler or conferences and things like that. Is that right?
That's correct. We focus specifically on independent travel and meeting sales. So one of the challenges, of course, is the number of meetings that have been canceled. We've lost about a dozen meetings just for this year already. Fortunately, a lot of those meetings are simply postponing, so they will show up hopefully in 2021 or 2022. So the difficulty here now is trying to judge, like everybody else is, when we will be completely open for business and when we will have access to our facilities, like Centennial Hall, for example, and the Jack, so that we can start inviting those meetings back.
And it seems like maybe the most hope right now for the travel industry is indeed in independent travel. Does that seem or ring true with you?
It does. While there is some movement that I've been seeing online toward people wanting to regain their future cruise credit and go ahead and start booking there, we are seeing an uptick in people who are wanting to go ahead and book travel out into the next 6 months. So we're seeing a trend upward of people who are wanting to travel, willing to get on a plane, and we're seeing a trend downward of people who are afraid to travel. So those are both really good signs. The other piece of really good news is the traffic to our site, the TravelJuneau.com site, is ticking back up, and it is ticking back up nationally. So that means that people are in that upper, as we would put it, the upper part of that decision funnel to decide where they're going to go next. Yes, a lot of people are wanting to stay on a road system, but that does not preclude the ferry, of course. So we are working on campaigns to get rolled out as soon as it's appropriate to really invite our independent travelers in.
Got it. And do you have local travel businesses coming to you for advice? And if so, what are you saying to them right now?
Well, at this point, most of our partners are coming to us, you know, with questions, for example, about the CARES Act, Small Business Administration, and those kinds of needs. And we're trying to direct them to, you know, the best places to get that information and to get their questions answered. In some cases, that means talking to their own bankers, their own accountants, and then steering them toward other pieces of information through, say, U.S. Travel, which is a huge, national organization that advocates for the travel industry, and aim them toward webinars and other sources of information to get those questions answered. But the big question for us is how will we know when it's time to open back up?
Yeah, and this is probably a big question, and you sort of just answered it, but thinking about CARES Act-related funding, does it seem like there are provisions for travel-related companies and small businesses?
Oh, there are. Any small business and a lot of 501c3s, regular, small, nonprofits, can have access to SBA funds. So any business that has been impacted by COVID, and the travel industry is in there, has access to those funds. Now, that said, with the replenishing of that funding, the SBA still has not opened up the portal for new applications. So I think there's a little bit of a time delay there, but I would encourage any small business, travel-related or not, if they have not approached their bankers and the Small Business Administration, to do so.
Okay. Liz Perry, I appreciate you calling in today and giving us an update on travel. And Juno, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, just that we are kind of working together with a number of other groups, including the Visitor Products group that JEDC is running, to work together to develop some protocols to put into place so that businesses will know what they need to do to keep their clients safe, to keep visitors safe, anybody who walks through the door. So we want to get kind of a matrix of protocols together so that everybody's facing the same page on safety and cleanliness, and so that visitors know what to expect, so that our residents know what to expect, and we can keep everybody safe and healthy.
All right, where's the best place to find you online?
Traveljuno.com.
Liz Perry, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.